Hi, my name is Andrian. I am the peer advocate specialist at TUPS Exceed. Today I'll be interviewing the TUPS Exceed seniors about their experience being students here at the University of Maryland. Can you please introduce yourselves?
Hi everyone, I'm Evan and I am a senior in college and I'm also a hospitality major and I'm working at the University of Maryland Hotel.
Hey, my name is Billy Riggs. I live in College Park. I'm majoring in computer science.
And do you like it?
Yes, I like it so much.
And Evan, do you like it too?
I love it here so much.
Aww. So I'm going to be asking questions about your personal experience. And this is for all of you. Why is it important for you to be a college student here at the University of Maryland?
It is important to be a college student here at UMD because I get to have all the free time I wanted, and most of the time I get to just enjoy my time doing a workout at the gym and do all these fun activities.
Okay, like doing activities, go to the gym, walk around. Around campus, so go to the way, eat breakfast or lunch and dinner sometimes.
So what activities do you like to do?
But I really liked soccer the best. So I really liked the soccer the best, and I like soccer, flag football, basketball.
Nice. And how about you, Evan?
It felt very good to be here, and so I can make new friends all the time.
Wow. That's awesome. And this is for Billy. Yeah, so how do you feel now compared to how you felt in the beginning?
So in the beginning, I got a slump. This is a slump of a little bit slumpage after that. And I fast forward to meet new friends, something like Evan said. When I go forward, just go to classes and all. Let the PMHers know how the being college student in a foreign you guys study hard, work hard, and be in a class, be on time, and afterwards.
Wow. So this is for Evan. What was one highlight of being here?
One highlight at UMD that inspired me is having a peer mentor help me engage with all these hard things that make me kind of nervous, making new friends and see what it's like to. I do activities with others.
Interesting. And these PMHers are your friends?
Yes.
Oh. And this is for Evan again. What is it like to have a disability at the University of Maryland?
Having a disability at UMD is hard because there are so many new things about being a student in college, trying to fit in with new people that haven't gotten used to college life yet, and trying some brand new stuff by myself is hard.
But you feel confident, right?
Yeah. But feeling confident has always inspired me to do to what it takes.
And this is for Billy. What was one challenge you had to overcome?
Okay, the one challenge I can overcome was that if I get help from my homework and I let the parents know, like, they go touring, like, every single day. Like, doing your homework, doing, and there's coming support.
Mm-hmm. I think we all feel that way sometimes. I'm going to ask you questions about your internship. So I'm curious, what job are you currently in?
Okay, I work for DIT. I want to live off campus because I want to spend time with my friends.
I was a lobby ambassador at the unit UMD hotel, and one thing that helped succeed got me there is trying to see if there's like any jobs on campus that deal with hospitality because that's my major.
Interesting. So, this is for Billy. How do you feel supported in your job to succeed?
So, they always support me. And, they always support me throughout work. And, if I move my career, my portfolio, so I support myself and my new friends if I face. Okay, that'll be it for now.
Oh, that's awesome. So now I have questions about your future plans. And this is for all of you. What is your future career going to look like?
My future career is going to be at a restaurant. I wanted to be a host because I like showing people to their tables and trying to take their reservations.
And Billy?
Okay, when Evan said that, finding a job match or finding careers, we're going to go in the future.
What kind of job do you want to have?
I was willing to work in an office, near campus.
Interesting. And this is for Evan. Why would you recommend to succeed?
I think it would be a great program to have just so I wouldn't have to worry about any difficulties with how I can really improve my life better at a college with that. And And there's something about Terp Succeed that inspired me to try doing something right, and I really look up to Meredith and Amy about how I can do the best I can.
That's really amazing. So, Billy, how do you plan to stay in touch with your friends?
Stay in contact with your friends, call someone on the phone, or text. You can text your premiers, or you can call them. I meant it there because, if I stay in touch with my friends, how they can go through my work, and all, I still try to do them with my friends and all, I stay in touch with them by contact and just let them know when you are there. Something like that.
Oh, great. So I'm curious of what kind of advice would you give to incoming students?
I would tell the incoming students to not give up on something that you wanted to give a try. And the advice that I would give them is, even though you feel nervous, it's okay to try and try to push it through, but just take a deep breath and get a drink of water, and even I can, and you can, they can always reach out to me, because I will be a TA next year for Terp Succeed, so I will be able to tell the incoming students to help them get used to college life.
Yeah, I will give it to incoming freshmen, you can work hard, find your career, find your job, and finally, like, job match, like, even involving with career. So, like, how people, so, like, how people can make some.
That's really great advice. So, thank you for the Top 60 Seniors. Thank you, Billy and Evan, for being here. And for those who are listening, thank you. And please stay in tune for our next podcast. Thank you.